This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Well, I thought it'd be nice to catch up with Jeff and Daniel Mallinson. Now, you may remember that Daniel Mallinson is the 9-year-old boy who is cycling across Australia. Well, something's happened since we last spoke, and that is that Daniel's actually turned 10. I've got Jeff and Daniel on the line. Now, we'll say hello to Dad first. Hey, Jeff.
Hi, Katrina. How are you?
Good, thanks. Where are you at the moment?
We're in a little small town called Warula, which is just east of Sejuna, which is the end of the Nullarbor.
Ah, so you finished your little stint over the Nullarbor. How did that go?
It's good. We finished the Nullarbor. It was a great ride. We had mixed winds. Sometimes they were behind us, sometimes they were in front. But it was there were some great highlights as we went along there, including seeing some baby emus and a bunch of wedge-tailed eagles and obviously the classic Nullarbor landscapes.
Yeah, and is it as flat as what you would imagine, or is it actually hilly?
It's actually hillier than what I imagined, particularly the start and the end. So far, this trip, we've actually done about 7,000 metres of climbing.
So what would you say the main challenges for someone who wants to ride across the Nullarbor?
The main challenges is probably the distances between some of the roadhouses and the heat. So you can't get out of the heat sometimes in the middle of the day, and you've got to keep going till you find a roadhouse or a campsite to cool down at.
That would be tricky. Have you had a diet of nothing but steak and chips? I mean, imagine you're eating at these sort of truck stops.
Yeah, pretty much. We took some dehydrated food so we could have some good nutrition along the way, but we've also had our fair share of deep fried chips.
Oh, well, not too many 10-year-old boys would complain about that, I suppose.
No, not at all. I guess we're burning off the calories, so that's okay.
That's right. You can probably do with the extra fat content as well. Well, do you want to pop Daniel on and we'll say hello?
Sounds good.
Hello.
Hi, Daniel. How are you?
Good.
Now, first, you've turned 10 since we last spoke, so where were you for your birthday?
We were at Mundrabilla,
which
that's
is
one of the roadhouses on Nullarbor.
Mm-hmm. And so did you get a birthday cake, Daniel?
No, but I did get a chocolate sundae with a sparkle on top.
Good effort, Dad. That's pretty funny, Daniel, because your mum is a pretty serious cook, isn't she?
Yeah.
So do you think she'll have a couple of cakes waiting for you when you get home?
Pretty sure, because mum's going to make me brownies that Sam got for his birthday.
I was wondering if you're missing your mum's cooking, Daniel.
No, not really.
Have you been pretty happy eating hot chips just about every day?
Yes.
I was thinking about your birthday, Daniel, and I was thinking most kids probably wouldn't remember their 10th birthday, but do you reckon you might remember yours?
Yes.
It's pretty special, isn't it? Now tell me about crossing the Nullarbor. How long did it take?
About 10 to 12 days, and it was a lot hillier than people said it was.
And was it hot for you, Daniel?
The hottest day we had was about 40 degrees.
That's pretty hot for cycling. And there's nowhere to stop, is there? You can't just find a shady tree and sit down. How did you go with that?
Yeah, we went all right. It was definitely hotter than we expected. So we did have to have a fair bit of rest, but not long ones.
What was the hardest thing for you about crossing the Nullarbor?
I have to say it was probably one of the days that when all of the trucks were flying past us really close.
I was going to ask you if the road trains have been a bit scary. Have you seen a lot of really big road trains?
The biggest we've seen was a 3 full-sized one, but that one was just parked.
Do they blow you around a little bit when they go past, Daniel?
No, not really. They either give us a honk and we hop off the road for them, or they completely change lanes and go past us.
So they've been quite considerate about giving you a bit of space then?
Yeah.
And so how are you feeling about the rest of the ride now?
I feel like it's going to be easier than the ride that we've already done because we don't have to do as many Ks as we've already done.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like it's going to be easier.
So are you more than halfway now then?
Yeah.
Well, that's a great achievement. Well done.
We're 2.1% over halfway.
Oh, fantastic. So, Daniel, where are you going to next?
We are going to Port Augustus, but we're going to get there in about 4 days.
Oh, that sounds pretty good. And what else are you actually looking forward to on the ride? Are there any places that you're really keen to see?
Well, all of the places that I was definitely keen to see have passed, like the Great Australian Bight when we went ahead of the bight. It was pretty cool because we got to see the whales.
Ah, awesome. And what other kinds of animals and wildlife and things have you seen, Daniel, on this ride?
We've seen emus. We saw a fully grown pair and they had 8 chicks.
Oh, gorgeous.
We've seen wedge-tailed eagles. We've seen lots of lizards, mostly dead ones. In fact, we've seen 125 lizards, which four of them were alive. And we've seen lots of snakes.
The poor lizards and snakes aren't doing too well on the roads then, hey? There's been a bit of carnage.
We've also seen dead kangaroos. We haven't seen any alive ones.
What? You haven't seen any alive kangaroos in the whole time?
No.
That's very surprising, isn't it?
Yeah. All of the kangaroos we've seen have been dead. We've seen lots of birds, but some of them were dead.
Oh, dear.
We saw three small dead birds yesterday.
Do you know, I reckon you might see some live kangaroos in South Australia, Daniel. There's some grassy plains in South Australia, so you might do a bit better there.
Mm.
Yeah, hope so. Anyway, well, enjoy your riding, Dan. I hope you have a really great trip and that you might find some more little surprises, some nice wildlife, maybe even some that's alive could be good as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, I'm glad you had a good birthday and I hope your mum makes you a cake when you get home.
Thanks.
All right. See you, Daniel.
Bye.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.